Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
What happened when I think about you? I get in my feelings, yeah. I start reminiscing, yeah. Next time around, fuck, I want it to be different, yeah. Waiting on a sign, guess it's time for a different prayer. Lord, please save her for me. Do this one favor for me. I had to change my player ways, got way too complicated for me. I hope she's waiting for me. Everywhere she go, they playing my songs. That's why I say the things that I say. That way I know you can't ignore me. But so, yeah. So give me all of you in exchange for me. Just give me all of you in exchange for me. For me. Break it down. Yes, sir. Check. We used to lay up and then stay up, had to then blow. I shouldn't have played no games with you, just leveled up my brain. Last time I saw you in the street, that was strange. Guess there's nothing I could do, man, it's true. X has changed, yeah. Hey, guess you changed for the better. Better. I know you know how to make me jealous. I was never loyal, let you tell it, yo. But I'm ready to fix it if you ready, baby. So, yeah. So give me all of you in exchange for me. Just give me all of you in exchange for me. For me.
For real, Sean. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Is you at 2 keys or 10 roof? Turn up, we on Taylor, we just getting loose. Baby, I'm low key feeling you. Don't be cynical, won't fuck you over. Wanna fuck you over. And again, the truth is, I ain't really here to start problems. Girl, I swear to God, them can't never say they got him. Know how bad you wanna tell him, don't try him. I don't wanna tell him, let's surprise him. I don't wanna get into it, why you stressing him? I've been driving back and forth from Louisville to Lexington. Mileage on the whip, got your in my grip. College, make you wanna strip for them dollars. Nah, girl, I got a job for you. Swear to God, I could do a lot for you. Saw you strolling through the campus, I had to stop for you. I was scrolling through the gram, girl, I had to follow you. Say what's up with you.
You got my soul.
It's called Exchange, Bryson Tiller. A shout out to Epic. Hung out with Epic, one of Bryson Tiller's producers, over the weekend at Beat Camp 2016. What's up, everybody? It's your hip-hop informer, that dude TM. It's the Social Lab, Monday, September 19th. It's 9:04 where I am. Where are you? Hey, thanks for listening. Jump on at 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. Hey, tonight we're talking about Colin Kaepernick and the freedom of speech. Well, I'm going to say Colin Kaepernick and the freedom of speech, or and freedom of speech. Now, this weekend, Colin Kaepernick's name has come up in several different political conversations, and ultimately, he's a pawn in this situation. I'm not sure if you all heard just today, as a matter of fact. Now, let me go back. Let me go back a couple days. You know, there was massive bombings up north over the weekend. New York City, New Jersey. They caught the guy today. And a stupid congressman tweeted something out after he was caught. And this was the tweet that came from Congressman Lee Zeldin. At 11:51 this morning, suspect in custody. You know what the second sentence is after suspect in custody? The second sentence is, "You're welcome, Colin Kaepernick."
This
is
wow.
A congressman out of New York City, out of New York State. He has somehow connected Colin Kaepernick, the bombings in New York City, and freedom of speech all together. So tonight we're going to talk about Colin Kaepernick and freedom of speech before we go any further. All the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina, give it up, Madam CeeLo Boston, who knows freedom of speech very well.
Okay. Good evening in
Welcome
the morning home. Time. Good morning in the evening.
Welcome.
How do you do? How do you do? Yes, I do know about freedom of speech. I've been freedom of speeching since I was little.
Yes. Yes.
I'm going to do it till I die.
All the way live from the DMV. Also a fan of the freedom of speech. St. James, welcome to the show.
Damn right. Damn right. Tell them free these if they don't like it. You know what I'm talking about?
Okay.
Hey, y'all peep on Friday real quick, since we're talking about political debaucheries. You peeped on Friday how this fool Donald Trump had to come out and say that the birther issue is now settled with him. Did you see this fool?
Yikes.
Did you see this fool?
A fool he is. I did see that on Friday.
Did you see this fool?
He sounded really stupid. Really stupid,
real
like
dumb.
Always.
Real dumb. Talking about, I finished this, and you know what I'm talking about. He always says that when he ain't got a real explanation or a real plan in the situation. Always, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, and believe me.
You know, you peep that? You know what I'm saying? Yo, anyway.
We have no idea what I'm talking about.
He picked
that
up originally.
We ain't going to waste my agenda. Moving on. I just thought it was hilarious how he had to come out and eat that crow and put it, you know what I'm saying? It's crazy, yo. Word. Moving on.
Listen, it's not a game, though, folks. It's not a game in America, folks. Election Day, Tuesday, November the 8th. I'm hearing a lot of apathy in our communities over the confusion of this election. And listen, I mean, take it seriously, because the president screamed on us yesterday. I mean, the president went in. I don't know whether it was Friday or yesterday, but I saw the sound bites yesterday, and the president was screaming mad, talking to the Congressional Black Caucus, I believe it was, and his statement was, if you allow Donald Trump to win this election, I will take it so personal, and I will take it as a slap in my face to my presidency if you allow him to win. And he didn't say it quite
with a smile.
Nice.
Right.
I was like, damn, the sheriff's in town. The sheriff's in town.
I shot the sheriff. Oh, no, I didn't shoot no deputy. Oh, no, oh. I shot the sheriff. Oh, I didn't shoot no deputy. Killing
9176. Tonight we're talking about Colin Kaepernick and freedom of speech. But first, all the way live from the A, give it up, Hot Chocolate. What's going on?
Yeah, what's going on, everybody? Pulling up from the south side of the A.
From Old Nat. You was at Old Nat?
Who did what now?
Old National. You don't know about that Old Nat? Shout it, man.
Man, I'm still learning. Don't persecute me for not knowing my sides of the A yet.
Hey, man, don't drive around on National 18s without no gap, man. You know how that
goes. Oh,
my
Lord.
Big boy, that is.
Can't drive around on Nat without no gap, that's what you said?
On 18s without no gap, man.
Oh.
And I was back in 98.
Oh, she's weak.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, T. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
What? I thought that was me.
Hey, my God.
I feel it all through my body.
We're going down memory lane. Hey, again, shout out to the whole Beat Camp crew this weekend. Man, had a ball hanging out with Big Diggy. Yo, Big Dog hung out in Atlanta all weekend. All weekend. DJ Toomp, S1, Focus, M16. The producers went on and on and on. Epic. What up? Listen, our standard producers, if you are a producer out there looking just to connect with a solid team of people who want to help you to grow, our standard producers, Google them. Big Diggy, what's up, bro? I'm ready to work. Yo, folks, Friday nights we'll be rotating Center Stage Live with a new show that Bink will be hosting here with us called Cliche Moves. Be on the lookout. We also going to hit the road with Bink Dog and DJ Toomp, really helping producers and artists to grow. So coming to a city near you, be on the lookout. Tonight we're talking about the bombings in New York City and how a congressman earlier today pulled Colin Kaepernick into this debacle, which makes no sense at all. Representative Lee Zeldin, a New York Republican congressman, had a strange reaction to the capture of Hamad Khan Rahimi is his name. That's the 28-year-old suspect who was wanted in connection with the explosion Saturday night in New York City. There was also some pipe bombs found in Jersey in connection, with this same guy. He was caught today. But, I mean, again, just strange reaction from the freshman congressman who represents New York's first congressional district. I mean, he addressed the San Francisco 49ers quarterback, Colin Kaepernick, in just a very strange, sarcastic way today via Twitter. This is my question. Clearly, Colin Kaepernick has not been the first person to stand up for something. But clearly, he has been one of the most influential people who's done it. CeeLo, I saw you post something earlier on the radio show page where a football team out of I want to say Seattle.
I think you're out of
football
okay.
team. Out of Seattle, or at least the Seattle Times recognized the football team. Garfield High School's entire football team kneeled in solidarity this past Sunday. Excuse me, this past Friday. And, you know, the newspaper acknowledged, you know, the team. They said they were so proud, you know, because they displayed the best example in the country. Every student, you know, who was on that line kneeled for injustice in America. Now,
right.
I want to go back to what Colin Kaepernick's entire stance is about. His stance is about the injustices taking place here in America. And he's not by himself because there's others standing in solidarity. But is he being, like, is he being portrayed as something that he's not just for taking a stand? Because he's getting pummeled when it comes to, I don't know if he's lost deals. I haven't heard about a deal that he's lost, particularly.
No. Right.
But every news station in the country is talking about Colin Kaepernick.
Well, you know what, though? He's the easiest one to be able to take that stance. And the only reason I say that is because of him being biracial. And I think that's the only thing that might be holding him, like keeping his responses. Because, you know, the other guy, I can't think of his name, but the one that Russell Simmons had reached out to.
Brandon Marshall.
Yeah, you know how he lost sponsorships or endorsements rather than. I think the only reason Colin is they're not doing that is because it's like, okay, you can't call him racist. How do you do that? You know what I mean? He has a white mother.
What?
So you can't. How do you call them racist? You see what I'm saying?
I'll add this also. You got to remember this too. Cap just recently signed a contract worth over $60 million guaranteed money. So he's
and
good. You see what I'm saying? So it's like you got to think about that too. Brandon Marshall, the dude from the Broncos, he was kind of like a second tier player in the NFL, still earning a couple of million, but he ain't earning $20 million in guaranteed money like Colin Kaepernick is, and he's still not starting. So Cap is set for life off last year's salary guaranteed money and his regular salary, and just this year's guaranteed money that he's going to be getting. So that's going to be another reason why he's almost seeming, I don't want to say untouchable in the situation. The biracial background definitely helps out, but the fact that he's financially secure, whether they pull the plug on his contract right now, he got $48
right.
million to fall back on. You understand
right.
what I'm saying? So they're going to kind of not saying they're not going to go after him as much, but it won't be as effective to try to hit him in the pockets because his pockets is already deeper than anybody that's trying to hit him in the pockets.
Right.
You feel me?
I'll
so that's
that.
Another factor to kind of put into the mix also.
Yeah. Yeah, because, I mean, like,
you know
in the
tried,
fact
tried to really – go ahead, Sewell. Go ahead.
Oh, well, I was just going to say that it seems like every plight that has been taken within our communities, there's always had to been one name attached to it. Just like Rosa Parks is the first thing that pops to my mind. She was not the first one to not – give up her seat, but she was the first one to have her name attached to it. That's what was broadcast for years, and still she's known for that, you know? So I think it's
just
the first.
Oh, yeah, he's going to be synonymous. It's going to be synonymous. Anybody judges from now is going to be synonymous with Colin Kaepernick.
Right.
What were you saying, T?
Yeah, I mean, when you look at it, right, I mean, many professional athletes have absolutely joined in, you know, on Kaepernick's message, his stance. I mean, come on. Anytime the president of the United States weighs in on your position, you know, you have sounded the alarm. You know, President
Basically.
Obama took a position, you know, and I'm not going to say he defended, but I'm going to say he defended. He defended Kaepernick's right to express free speech. And so,
he did.
You know, Donald Trump, you know, took that, you know, and now he ran with it over the weekend. Because, you know, his big thing was, you know, this weekend's debacle in New York was because of free speech. That came out of Trump's mouth. Really?
But I don't even understand how he has room to say anything when there are photographs of him not putting his hand over his
none
heart
of them,
during.
None of
he
them
hardly does.
Have room. None of them have room.
Exactly.
You know, none of them have room. First of all, what is free speech? It's the right to express any opinion without censorship or restraint. Any opinion.
Right.
I mean, that's what America is about, I thought.
That's what it's great for. That's what it's great for.
Supposed to be anyway,
so
right?
Allegedly.
Supposed to be great for.
Right. You know there you go. Perfect words. Allegedly.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's what America's supposed to be great for.
When we come back from break, I want to just touch on Kate Upton, the model, trying to make a stance against Colin Kaepernick. It was ridiculous.
You got that, and you have that and more. We'll be right back with Madam CeeLo Boston, Loud Hour Charlotte.
Yeah.
Went to the moped store, what's uppers? Salesman's like, what up, what's your budget? And I'm like, honestly, I don't know nothing about mopeds. He said, I got the one for you, follow me. Ooh, it's too real. Chrome down mirror, I don't need a windshield. Banana seat, a canopy on two wheels. 800 cash, that's a hell of a deal. I'm headed downtown, cruising through the alley. Tiptoeing in the street like ballet. Pulled up, moped to the ballet. White walls on the wheels like mayonnaise. Dope, my crew is ill, and all we need is two good wheels. Got cash in the tank, cash in the bank, and a bad little mama with a in my face. I'ma lick that, stick that, break her off, kick cash, suck her in backstage. You don't need a wristband. In the game, about to catch a body, past the heartbeat, Dookie, I'm the Ducati, Timberland, Khaled, Scott, Storch, Birdman, go, man, everybody got Bugattis, but I'ma keep a hella 1987, head into the dealership and drop a second cup of Kawasaki, I'm sunning on everybody, hella raw pesto wasabi, I'm so low that my cajon is almost dragging on the concrete, my seat is leather, I ride a line, it's pleather, but girl, we can still ride together, you don't need an Uber, you don't need a cab, or get a bus pass, you got a moped, man, she got 1988 Mariah Carey hair, very rare, mom jeans on her derriere. Throwing up the west side as we tear in the air. Stop by Pipe Place, throwing fish to a pie.
Downtown.
Sounding like a French pimp thump back in the day. I take it to Ponderay and I watch her skate. I mean water ski, Ollie Ollie oxen free. I'm perusing down fourth and they watching me. I do a headstand and eagle lands on my seat. Well hello, but baby the kickstand ain't free. Now do you or do you not wanna ride with me? I got one girl, I got two wheels. She a big girl, that ain't a big deal. I like a big girl, I like them sassy. Going down a back street, listening to Black Street. Running around the whole town. Neighbors yelling at me like you need to slow down. Going 38, Dan, chill yourself out. Mow your damn lawn and sit the hell down. If I only had one helmet, I would give it to you. Give it to you. Cruising down Broadway, girl, what a wonderful view. Wonderful view. There's layers to this ish player. Tiramisu, tiramisu. Let my coattail drag, but I ain't tiramisu. Tiramisu.
27 p.m. on the East Coast, 6:27 p.m. on the West Coast, and yeah, thank you for joining us. Before we went to break, look, if you got anything to say, to share, or want to listen, 917-889-3926. Almost forgot. Okay, so before we went to break, I was talking to you guys about Kate Upton and her comments that she made about these teams taking a knee. Now, there was a game between the Kansas City Chiefs and the, what was that?
Houston Texans. Come on, Houston Texans.
Okay,
come on.
All right. Well, during these games, Miami Dolphins, thank you, shush. The Dolphins running back Arian Foster and the entire team took a knee. And Kate Upton responded pretty much like that was disrespectful, that, you know, and they could have chose any day to do it, but not to protest during those 120 seconds that you should support people who protect our freedom. And she pretty much got tapped by, hell, Soledad O'Brien. She was like, maybe you can be proud to be an American and also protest those things that you think aren't so great about America. And then from there, Roland Martin even reached out and was like, this is why Kaepernick is protesting. You know what I mean? For stuff like this. And so Kate is like, well, read my Instagram post. They have every right to and should protest, just not during those 2 minutes on 9/11. Now, do y'all think that, why does it seem like only black people can't be mad about anything that happens to them?
Because
you know what I'm saying? Like,
us monkeys need to stay in the cage.
Right. Well, we ain't in the cage no more. We tore the cages up. We burned everything down. We out here now. You know what I'm saying? Like, what? I don't get it.
That's absolutely what it's called. And I'll say this, Gina, you could chime in, but I'm gonna say this. They have a problem of not controlling what we have issues with. Mm-hmm. We can't have issues with certain things if they don't allow us to have issues with certain things. They've been so used to allowing us to do stuff. And now that we're doing stuff on our own without their quote unquote permission, it's disturbing to them. Gina, you had something to say. I'm sorry.
No, I wholeheartedly agree with you. If they can't control, you know, the when and the where and the why, then there's an issue. We're not doing it correctly.
It's a threat.
We can do it. We're just not doing it their way.
Yeah. No, I don't disagree with that at all. But I think it's more than just, you know, being an elitist, though. I totally agree that has something to do with it. But I think it has more to do with folks just not being culturally sensitive, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, just like, unfortunately, we can't relate to how other people think, be it Asian or Peruvian, Or Caucasian, it really doesn't matter. We just can't really relate because we black folk, right?
Right, we've never been that.
They can't relate because they just don't understand. They don't understand why are you so angry? I don't understand. Why
I wouldn't
are
be
so
that angry if I were
now.
You.
You know,
right.
It was 400 years ago. It was 400
mm-hmm.
years ago.
Nah, not really. 1968.
You don't understand. You don't understand.
Right.
And so I don't think it's just, you know, white supremacy. I think that's a broad stroke. I think that's easy. I think it's the fact that people just aren't sensitive to plights that they haven't been a part of. But I think that's not an excuse. Because, I
right.
mean,
really
anything
isn't.
That you want to know something about, you go learn.
You learn.
You know, when I want to know about my you know, 335i, I knew nothing about it. I had to go learn
mm-hmm.
about it. Before I
yep.
got those keys. It doesn't matter
right.
what it is, whether it's people, whether it's a place, whether it's a thing. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if you are interested in being a part of the solution, go learn. Sit down and talk to somebody who's been through it so that you can become a little more empathetic. The lack of empathy surrounding issues and plights of black people in this country is horrendous.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's horrendous. And,
yeah, I'd like to say
no
that just like I think it's I mean not true, but historically how we were treated over hundreds and thousands of years of, I mean, you know, over hundreds of years, but then
okay.
their entitlement has been for over hundreds of years. So
mm-hmm.
it's kind of, I see where they wouldn't understand, but like you said, it's not hard for you to stop and pause and be like, okay, so if I could put myself in this person's shoes, would I be able to handle everything that they face? Just like I'm gonna find her name out, but she's this professor, and she asked these group of classroom of white students.
Talking about Jane Elliott or Jane Stein.
There you go.
Brown
yes,
eyes, blue eyes.
Exactly her name. Yes.
She's official.
Yes, and she asked them, who raise your hand if you would like to, you know, trade places with an African-American person right now. Like, who would like to trade places with them? And nobody raised their hand. Even when they went through the blue eye, brown eye example, the one girl ran out of the room and, like, lost
mm-hmm.
it, couldn't handle it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like,
if you can't take it for 5 minutes, how do you think they deal
exactly.
with it all their life?
All your life.
It's,
you
so,
know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
you know
interesting,
interesting
how
though,
people.
What's interesting? Go ahead, Hot Chocolate. Go ahead.
I was just going to say it's so interesting how some people can have the perspective of, you know, like you mentioned, T.O. was over 400 years ago. Why are you still mad? We're still dealing with some of the exact same social injustices just in modern times that
right,
we were
residue.
Dealing
Absolutely.
With 400 years ago. So how are we not still, quote unquote, in our feelings about it if we still have to
and
deal with
I don't
it.
Expect us to be mad. You know what
now,
I mean? I don't expect us to be mad.
If we did not have social media, take this back even 15 years ago, and we did not have the same access, these same things would be going on and not known.
Yeah.
So,
well, I
who
think
knows
it's
to a lonely
how...
person who created this stuff? Excuse me.
No, I mean, social media absolutely has changed the game. I mean, you know,
yep.
as far as exposure, right, we see things in real time, unlike we've ever been able to see it. But even going back to the insensitivity of some towards others culturally, it's interesting at how it has started to break down from generation to generation. And
yeah.
how, you know, how kids embrace one another. Unlike how their parents did, unlike how their parents did, right? And,
mm-hmm.
and so it's about you wanting to know more. It's about
yeah.
you getting to know people, because anytime black kids and white kids can work together and there not be issues, but there be issues with the parents, that
yeah,
just tells
right.
you that this is a learned behavior. This is a taught behavior, you know, at the end of the day. Listen,
now, I know
when we
mm-hmm.
go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, I know, like, some of us are around, you know, teenagers more than others. And I don't know if you guys have noticed it, but I have heard so many white kids referring to each other as nigger that it's like they it's not even the same for them anymore. Among it'd be black kids, white, they all in a group together talking. That's my nigga right there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just how they talk. That's,
right.
That's how they, you know. It's, so it's not even. It's not the same.
Because the term is not the same. The
yeah.
term doesn't
it's
mean the same.
Desensitized.
Coming from others. Hey, it's 9:37. Hey, we got sports coming up next out of the DMV. We'll be right back. Social Lab, Tia Mahama Radio.
Social Lab, TM Harmon Radio, Live at Girl, Hot Chocolate, Save James, Madam Boston, and the General. It is Monday night, and that was another hot Bink Dog produced track. Now remember, he's going to be coming on Friday nights with us to his segment called Cliche Moves coming up soon. But first, you know, we got to take care of our little sports report. So let me hit his intro music correctly. Hold on.
Yo, what it do? Today is Monday, September 19th, and your sports report goes as follows. Thursday night, we had the Jets versus the Bills. The Jets won 37-31. Fitzpatrick looked like Joe Montana out there with a weak Bills defense. Revis Island is turning into a tourist attraction now. What's good, Darrell Revis? You getting cooked every game now, son. They are not scared of you no more. Anyway, the Bills' offensive coordinator got fired the next day after taking a team picture because he's not moving the offense effectively. You got Tyrod Taylor. He's a dual threat. He's also in Toyota commercials now. He's worth some kind of, you know, jump out there, dog. He's official. Anyway, moving on. The Giants beat the Saints 16-13. Cruz catches a crucial 32-yard pass to set up a game-winning field goal to beat the Saints at the Meadowlands. Or MetLife Stadium, I should say. Steelers beat the Bengals 24-16. Big Ben throws three TDs in the win while improvising along the way to one of those TDs. Good for you. You guys are probably going to be playoff contenders as usual, Steelers. Titans edged the Lions 16-15. Mariota rallies for a last-minute TD to the wily veteran Andre Johnson. At the back of the end zone, with 1 minute, 13 seconds left, the Lions couldn't pull it out of the last minute. Pause. Stafford trucks a safety in a scramble. If you didn't see the clip, Google it. I promise you it's going to be up there. Matthew Stafford lowered his shoulder and laid some dude out. He's a non-running quarterback. That's bad. That is bulletin board material in the Titans locker room. Can't let that happen. Anyway, the Ravens beat the Browns 25-20. The Ravens overcome a 20-point deficit to beat the Browns in Cleveland. Y'all got to do better than that, Cleveland. You got them down 20-0. Pull the trigger. You got your foot on their neck already. Pull the trigger. Finish them. Cowboys.
Go ahead. Say it.
Cowboys won.
No. I need that a little bit louder, please. Just a little louder.
The Cowboys beat the Skins 27-23.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right. All right.
Dak is keep finding his footing,
hey,
though.
Wait,
you don't front, though.
Let me get to him. Let me cover the ground first.
Mm-hmm.
Alfred Morris scores a late TD to the edge of the Skins, steal the win. And revenge is best served cold.
Mm-hmm.
Talking
what?
About he was just on the Skins last year. Ice cold. You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
So, now, to the Dak Prescott dude. All right, I'll say this much. A football connoisseur I am, I'm an aficionado of the game. Can't front. Dude is looking solid to be a rookie. Now,
mm-hmm.
I'll give you the stat to back his solidarity. Dak Prescott is the first rookie quarterback to attempt 75 passes in his first two games with no interception. The only other quarterback to do that with 73 receptions is the great Warren Moon. Warren Moon's in the Hall of Fame. He did it for the Oilers about 30 years ago. I'm just saying, if he's following on that path right there, Cowboys might have struck fool's gold and they didn't even know it. Anyway, Cousins throws a pick with third and goal to have the Cowboys gain possession to get that winner's touchdown. Now, also this year, Kirk Cousins is looking for a contract. He signed he had a franchise tag on him, making $19 million a year, and he's buying for that long-term big money contract this year. If you throw an interception on third and goal, Duke, not getting that contract. I promise you that. 49ers lose the Panthers 46-27. Cam Newton throws four TDs in the blowout. Cam Newton. I'm sorry, his name is Cam Newton, right?
You know what?
Cam Newton throws 4 TDs in the blowout. Dolphins can't complete the comeback on the Patriots. They lose 31-24. Patriots edge them. Pats were up 21-0 in like the first quarter. Joey Garoppolo was busting that ass, but Kiko Alonso tackled him after a pass, and he has a third degree AC joint sprain in his throwing shoulder, so he's day to day. Doubt he'll be in there next week. But the Patriots have trade bait now with Joey Garoppolo. They show he's a competent quarterback. Okay. The Chiefs lose to the Texans 19-12. The tough Texans D limited the Chiefs to just field goals all day. Speaking of field goals, this was a snooze fest. The Seahawks lost to the Rams 9-3. No, this is not a baseball score. This is football. 9-3. The Rams, the LA Rams, still haven't scored an offensive touchdown since Christmas Eve of 1994. What were you doing in 1994? I know I wasn't buying on the LA Rams. Yeah. It's been that long.
I was illegal.
You still are illegal.
Wow.
So they haven't scored a touchdown since then, but they got the victory. So good for them.
Did
they
you
always
say
play the
since
Seahawks
1993?
Stuff. Yeah, 94. Now, but here's the reason why. It's because the LA Rams franchise moved from LA to St. Louis that following season. And it was in St. Louis up until last season, and then they moved back to L.A. So that's how the stat is still valid.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they wouldn't have been staying in L.A. that long if they didn't score a touchdown for the past 22 years.
Hurt.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Talk about it, right? Bucks got that ass bust to the Cardinals 40-7, and Jameis Winston completely blew up my fantasy lineup this year. This week, only getting 7 points after 4 interceptions. The Cardinals won off a 24-point second quarter. Jaguars lost to the Chargers 38-14. Rivers 4 touchdowns, boost the Chargers past the Jags. You get that play on words, boost the Chargers. Anyway, I work on this stuff. Falcons beat the Raiders 35-28. Matty Ice and Julio Jones lead the Dirty Birds out of the black hole, which should be customary for them. Colts lost to the Super Bowl champ Broncos 34-20. Trevor Siemian got a chance to turn it loose and to let people know why he was named the starter in the preseason. Von Miller had a strip sack that was returned for a touchdown to solidify the win. No wonder why he was the Super Bowl MVP, and he is the leading commercial man for Madden 17. Some of those outfits are kind of questionable, dog, but I won't say it to your face, Von. Packers lost to the Vikings 17-14. Mike Zimmer seems to have Aaron Rodgers' number because he hasn't beaten him the past couple times and it's been low-scoring games. While Adrian Peterson, which also blew up my fantasy lineup this week, injured his knee. He has a torn right meniscus, so you don't tell him when that's going to be healed. Now, newsflash, Megan Rapinoe kneels again, defying quote-unquote expectations of the U.S. soccer team and faces possible discipline for her actions. This is the same young lady that was part of a team that sued the U.S. soccer team, national team, for equal wages for women. Basically, they were getting paid peanuts compared to what Landon Donovan and those brothers was doing over on the men's side of the soccer field.
Mm-hmm.
She acknowledges that this conversation at large is picking up steam and is very happy for that. Her professional team, the Seattle Reign, plays its regular season finale in Houston, I want to say on Sunday, as well as the U.S. Nationals team's next game is October 19th in Utah against Switzerland. Now, this all came into play after she stood for the Netherlands national anthem, but as soon as the American national anthem came on in her last game, I think it was about 2 days ago, she decided to take a knee for that. Now, this is all in relation to what we're talking about with Colin Kaepernick. The last piece I'm going to say to this is that Cap tweeted earlier this week, and I'm paraphrasing. I can't say the exact quote, but Cap tweeted earlier this week that he's being called a nigger for protesting the flag that called him a nigger.
A nigger. Okay.
He's on a cap.
Well, you mean?
Let's preach to the choir. Come on, man. Yo, this Bleacher Sports Report for November, September 19th. Yeah, I'm thinking about my birthday. September, Scorpio's rule. September 19th, 9:51 p.m. It's your boy, Save James. Holla front.
The Rock Boys in the building. Teflon Don. Hello, good morning. Tell me what the lick read. Pretty face, thin waist with the sick weave. First time fish selling in the 6 feet. Real bad boy, tell him come and get me. I'm at the fight, betting kinda like Bellman. Only took a trip to the truck twice. Unpacked the Mac 11 and Air Maxes. Stuffed 6 figures in my damn air mattress. I'm in love with large bills. I dine with a fat ass and waist and tall heels. Yeah, it's the Teflon Don, 100 carats in the charm. Time to give it back to Sean.
Hello. Good morning.
Let's go, let's go.
Hello. Good morning. Hello. Good morning. Know you've been waiting for it. Cause I seen you watching. So let's go. Let's get it floppy.
Got your boyfriend feeling like a groupie.
You know, we on that.
Feel like this, looking like a movie.
You know, we on that.
And everybody know who the truth is.
You know, we on that.
I know, cause I'm blowing on that movie.
Hello, good morning, how you doing? Where the move here? Welcome to the future, I'm the captain of the swoop. Yes, the revolution's never been televised. Great booty, better thighs, I ain't wanna tell a bye. First I tell her hi, then I give her one and let her fly. Never tell a lie, tonight you couldn't find a better guy. Kingfish fly to anyone you've been seen with. Gangsta distinguished, cool as a penguin. Got a team of a money, feel free to bring with. She fine, wait and fly away at my convenience. You sing tip, checking in a 5-star suite. Come on. With some 5-star freaks, getting high all week. Catch me in the week, I was up the night when y'all sleep. In a fast car, super fast, broad back seat. That's me, feeling nothing nice, fuck a couple nights. Till the moon, say goodbye in the sun, greeting us like
hello. Good morning.
917-889-3926 and 917-889-3926. Hello, good morning, Diddy. Man, I know Hot Chocolate, you got a chance to go out there to that show in Atlanta last week. How was it? I know DMX just joined the tour.
Man, oh my gosh, there are not enough adjectives in the English language to describe
word.
How hot that show was. Like, I would pay to see that show several times over.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Big up to that little crew. You definitely couldn't talk about the tour coming out of, you know, that particular song. Hey, but just want to flip the script real quick as we got a few minutes left of the show. You know, we've been talking a lot about Colin Kaepernick, just like the rest of the country. And it's interesting because, you know, Kaepernick has gotten a lot of exposure, a lot of attention, has ruffled a lot of feathers over, you know, not standing up. You know, but we need people to be just as frustrated about him not standing up. They need to be just as frustrated about all of the black men who are being shot down.
Listen, thank you.
Another one. I mean, come on, folks,
yep,
on the 17th.
I was about to say it.
You know, CeeLo just asked me, you know, off the air, who was Terrence Crutcher. Terrence Crutcher was a 40-year-old. A 40-year-old man who, you know, was stopped by the police in Tulsa, Oklahoma, over the weekend. Policeman reached into his stalled SUV on the street, you know, and because the policeman thought that he was armed, shot him to death. You know, he had a twin sister named Tiffany. You know, he had a twin sister, you know, named Tiffany, who's devastated by this situation. And so, you know, we'll talk more about this on Wednesday because I also want to talk about the third. We didn't spend a lot of time last week because we had just come back talking about the 13-year-old who had just gotten shot before we came on back on the air. We hadn't spent a lot of time. But, you know, on Wednesday, because it's about relationship building, we're going to continue to talk about this thing because Black Lives Matter, people. Black Lives Matter. And we've got to talk about it until we frustrate them, till it brings about change. Because nobody's going to change it if we don't change it.
Yeah.
Right. Right. We got to
Black lives matter.
Yeah.
All lives matter, but Black lives matter because no one seems to care about our Black lives right
being
now.
And let me add this real quick. It's the fact that these images and these videos will be replayed over and over and over and over again to keep this image in your mind. But you can't say nothing about a homosexual on the air without them coming to turn your lights off.
Yep.
Oh, because they run the world and have been in the closet.
But that's regardless of the fact of that. Think about the dichotomy in that statement, though.
Right.
You can play a man getting killed in front of his kids over and over and over again, talking about how disgusted you are at it, but you say something wrong about somebody's choice of lifestyle, you got a hellstorm on your hands right there. Think about how twisted the mindset of this country really is. Think about that.
Yeah.
Think about that.
What? Are you serious? Donald Trump's about to be our president. Are you serious?
No, he's still not. I'm telling y'all, he's not going to win.
According to who?
I'm just.
You throwing out more buffoonery.
We're back on Wednesday, 9 p.m.
Even if he doesn't win, it's scary that he's got the star that he has.
But you know what, though? We may need that.
It's 50-50 right now. I hear what y'all saying, but listen, if black people don't get up off their ass and go out and vote, Donald Trump might be the next president. How about that?
You're right.
We might need that to finally come together.
Okay. I keep telling y'all, if he's president, don't say nothing to me on the ride back to Africa, and I mean it because I'm going to be mad.
You're going to be in the field.
I sure am. I already know I'm gonna be in the field.
You're gonna be in the field. Still gonna be in the. Me and Terrence gonna be mowing the grass.
In the house.
Negro, you gonna be in the house trying to keep mass
no,
off
I'm
your
not,
ass.
I'm gonna kill everybody in the house.
Is.
We'll eat.
Well, y'all just make sure I get the good end of the pork.
I got you. I'm gonna slide you whatever they give me out the back door.
Whatever.
You cutting that grass by yourself, brother.
You cutting that grass by yourself, brother.
I'm gonna make my way in that house somehow. Hey, I need a
wide brim hat too.
Don't even worry about it. No, I got you.
You need an umbrella.
I'm getting you, Kizzy.
Radio show, talk radio show. CM Hyman live. CM Hyman live. CM Hyman.
An umbrella.
She need an umbrella to mess P15.
Yes, I need the whole. I need the wide umbrella.
CM Hyman live. 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 Radio.